Family is where people learn.
His candor is refreshing.
Romney got tough.
John McCain
ought to be elected, even if she weren't my daughter.
It is wrong,
and I am ready to be president.
It is immoral.
I'm Chris Dodd,
and I approve this message.
Those are snippets from just a few of the political ads that bombarded all of Iowa over the past months. Joining us now with some thoughts, a special post-caucus Unger report from our humorist Brian Unger. Brian, welcome.
Thank you, Alex, Madeline. The real winners this morning, Iowans. They'll finally get a good night's sleep knowing that annoying campaign volunteers will stop insulting their intelligence, leaving insipid messages on their telephone's answering machine, that Tim Russert will stop eating all their loose meat sandwiches in Des Moines, and that they can walk through a Kroger's parking lot without a crazy clipboard-carrying pollster asking them, "Who you gonna vote for?" Iowans, you're exhausted, and it feels like the longest presidential contest in human history. That's because it is. And now the caucus is over and all the excitement of a Mary Kay Cosmetics convention has ended, you can get back to four more months of winter in a state where a mitt is something you put on your hands to keep them warm. Iowans, you've been caucused, messaged, pulled, coffeed, apple pie holed, rode hard, and put away wet, and now you deserve a vacation. Because the statewide Tupperware party known as the Iowa caucus is history. And your job is done. No, not you, the thousands who voted, but the millions of other Iowans who said caucus schmuckus and stayed home last night to watch Deal or No Deal and play Guitar Hero. You've spent a long, hard winter, Iowa, listening to the blah, blah, blah of candidates who clogged your airwaves, ate your brain, and imported their own hair products, who want nothing more than to leave your godforsaken weather for a caviar facial and an Evian bath in St. Bart's. Yes, these presidential hopefuls, they may be exhausted, but you're sick and tired, and the candidates owe you big. Now it's time for Barack Obama and Mike Huckabee, the winners of the Iowa caucus, to give something back. That's why every Iowan should be given a free trip to Sandals, Club Med, or any place where cocktails can be bought with beads. A place where change is something they do to your sheets, and experience is something you have in a hotel room with a total stranger you never want to see again. The politicians spent millions on TV commercials. Why can't they spend a little on you? To say, "Hey, Iowans, thanks for listening to my grand vision for America without any real plan to pay for it, without any specific way to end this war, without any detailed strategy to fix this economy or give everyone health care. Thank you. You deserve to be left alone now, Iowa, on a beach, listening to the roar of the ocean, and not my stump speech." Iowans, call Barack Obama or Mike Huckabee now. Demand reparations for the merciless pandering and politicking, or at least a vacation in a sunny resort, any place where Chuck Norris is just some actor hawking exercise equipment on TV and not eating at your neighborhood Applebee's. And that is a special post-Iowa Unger report. I'm Brian Unger.